Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. 18 minutes away from 4 o'clock. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you up until 6 o'clock tonight. And then it's time for Buckeye Roundtable. Well, we have Abby Castle with Patriot Hunts in studio with us right now. Abby, thank you so much for joining us here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, before we get into the nuts and bolts about Patriot Hunts, Abby graduated from Elyria. And she's a native Illyrian. Did I say that right? Illyrian?
I think you can say that, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds right.
And she never knew the station was here.
Oh, wow.
She said, we're kind of hidden up here.
Well, good. Yeah, we are kind of tucked away up here on the fourth floor.
I think the directions I gave were, you know, look across from the old abandoned McDonald's, and that's a pretty, it's a dead giveaway, right? I
mean,
you can't miss us there, right?
Great directions.
Well, before we talk about the barbecue that's coming up this weekend, what is Patriot Hunts and what's it all about?
Patriot Hunts is a nonprofit organization that was started in 2007 in North Carolina by a man named Ken Bernard that wanted to give back to his community, which is right near Fort Bragg. And he started Patriot Hunts with the intent to make outdoor adventures available for combat wounded veterans and Gold Star kids, which are kids that have lost one of their parents overseas. They apply for these hunts online, or their parent applies if it's a child, and they have to go through an application process. It is totally legitimate. And then we find people that are willing to donate their time, their land, to take these guys or these kids, women maybe, out on hunting trips. They can go anywhere in the United States that we've gotten a hunt donated. And Patriot Hunts foots the bill for the entire event. We pay for their flight, their hotel, their transportation. We buy their tags, their licenses, the gear they need, whatever they need. And the main focus is that with these combat injured veterans, maybe they weren't planning on leaving the military. And they get injured and they're just thrust back into civilian life without acclimating at all. And they come home, and a lot of them suffer from PTSD, and they're not quite sure how to fit back into their families, their friends, into being a civilian again. So we find these hunts for them, and they go out with these other guys that have been in the same situation, that have been through the same things, and they kind of get that camaraderie back that they had in the military. And then they know that they can count on Patriot Hunts as a support system and the people that they meet on the hunts as well.
Very cool stuff. And I think it's interesting how you bring all that together, because you're right. You hear a lot of stories about how sometimes when you come back after fighting overseas, I mean, you're searching for some degree of normalcy. And sometimes that's hard to find after you experience some of the things that you experience over there. But I think this is kind of cool because it gives you a chance to fraternize with some guys and girls who have really kind of experienced the same thing. And essentially, they're looking for the same thing.
Correct. Which is the whole focus, is to, you know, let these guys and the families as well, you know, of someone, you know, that has lost a loved one overseas, that we are here for them.
Mm-hmm.
The founder in North Carolina does a lot of family days and, you know, hunting trips for the kids down there and giveaways and all sorts of things for military families to do. And it's kind of full circle.
Sure. You mentioned it was founded originally in North Carolina. Now, in Ohio, is there different regions? Is there a Northeast Ohio branch, or does it all pretty much work under one?
We all work together, primarily in North Carolina. However, as Patriot Hunts has grown, branches and chapters have started opening up in other states.
Oh, wow.
And as of right now, there are chapters and volunteers in South Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, North Carolina, Nebraska, Delaware, and Wyoming.
Wow.
Very cool. Well, again, we're talking with Abby Castle with Patriot Hunts. I have to ask the question. This thing started in North Carolina. You're up here in Ohio.
Yes.
How did you get involved with this organization?
About 2 years ago, I was looking to get involved with some sort of organization. I had some extra time on my hands. I had had to take some time off work. And a friend of mine had been on one of the hunts with Ken and Patriot Hunts. And after talking to him and finding out what a great organization it is, I had given Ken a phone call and talked to him and told him what I wanted to do, that I wanted to do some sort of banquet type fundraiser event for them. and we put it all together. And last year's event, we had over 200 people. We raised over $10,000 for Patriot Hunts.
Wow.
So.
Very cool stuff.
Yes.
Well, and I would imagine, too, you mentioned that you're in charge of the Ohio chapter, but you mentioned that the Ohio chapter is still kind of growing. Is it
Correct.
Safe to say that the Ohio chapter is still kind of in its infancy stages?
It is. It is. Patriot Hunts is still a new name in this area and most areas that are not North Carolina. So as it grows, you know, we're trying to get the word out. Eventually, maybe at some point, the states will be divided up into regional chapters. But at this point, as we're getting started, Ohio is me.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say,
so,
I mean, you're kind of by yourself, and you're like a one-person show, right?
I am.
Well, and that's what makes, I'm sure, this weekend's event all the more worthwhile for you, because you get a chance to see all of your hard work come together. Tell us more about this barbecue. What exactly is going on at this weekend's event?
Okay, so the event this weekend is the second annual All-American Patriot Barbecue and Gun Raffle. The event is dinner, drinks, we have a DJ, we do a gun raffle, we have Chinese raffle, we do a 50-50, silent auction, we'll have all sorts of giveaways and tip boards and door prizes. It's a really good time.
Very cool stuff. And for those who are out there listening right now wondering how they can get involved or maybe get some more information on how they can get tickets to this event, where can they go to find out more information?
For tickets to the event, you can call me at 440-225-8527, or you can buy tickets online at patriothuntsohio.ticketleap.com.
Very cool. Again, we're talking with Abby Castle of Patriot Hunts here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and we'll certainly throw that contact information out there again before we cut you loose. But what is it that happens on these hunts exactly? You said you've been a part of these. Do you go on different kinds of hunts?
Oh, yes. They go hunting for everything. They've been duck hunting, elk hunting, bear hunting, pretty much any, like I said, anything that people are willing to donate. And, you know, lots of different types of hunting are very regional to the entire United States. So, you know, they do a lot of turkey shoots and turkey hunting and lots of waterfowl hunting, deer hunting, pretty much anything you can think of. If someone's interested in it and we don't have a contact, we'll try to find one.
That's what I was going to say. Where do you guys get your contacts from? I mean, does that go between all the Patriot Hunts out there?
It does. Okay. It does. We make a lot of phone calls. You know, Facebook is a wonderful tool. You know, we'll see a guide service maybe that has a Facebook page, and we'll just call them and, you know, explain what we are and what we do and who we help and would they be willing to donate a hunt.
Cool. Very cool stuff. Well, you had mentioned to us before we came on the air that you actually just came back from Alaska, right?
Correct.
And you were up there for 9 days?
I was.
No, I thought that was kind of cool. It's why I brought it up, because Alaska seems to find its way onto the show every now and again, and I can't exactly figure out why, but it always seems
nice
to
place.
Sneak its way in. But you had mentioned, too, that, look, you said, look, 9 days, what am I going to do in Alaska for 9 days? But you found a way to say, wait a minute, 9 days isn't even enough.
Yes, it's very beautiful up there, and we have actually taken hunts in Alaska for the guys, so it's definitely a beautiful place to go.
Very cool.
When you bring up Alaska, though, I mean, you think hunting and then fishing would be the other one. Do you guys do some fishing stuff, too? Or
We will do fishing.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, a lot of it is kind of luck of the draw. You know, someone might hear about us and give a call and say, hey, I run a fishing charter out of Alaska. You know, I can take one veteran halibut fishing for 3 days. And we say, great, fantastic, and set it up.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome. No, that's a really cool service because, as you mentioned, it's so unique when you get a chance to speak to these men and women who do the great things that they do, and then they come back here, and we often put that together and say, you know, it's got to be a relief to be back here. But
Correct.
At the same time, it might not be a relief
Correct.
In the way that we all look at it, because you get back here and you're searching for some degree of normalcy, and sometimes you don't get that until you find somebody who's been through the same kinds of things that you went through. So this is a really cool experience, really cool stuff. Well, Abby, before we cut you loose one more time, how can folks get more information and how can they get a hold of you?
Tickets for the event, you can call me at 440-225-8527. Tickets are also available online at patriothuntsohio.com. www.ticketleap.com, and there is also a Facebook page for the event that you can find under Ohio Chapter Patriot Hunts.
Real quick, Abby, I got to ask. I mean, we always talk about food on this show. It's obviously a barbecue. What kind of barbecue are we talking about here?
This year's event is going to be catered by Mission Barbecue out of Parma, and they're actually a company that is dedicated to giving back to military and first responders. So this year's menu is going to be amazing.
Sounds good.
There's going to be pulled pork, smoked turkey, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans, desserts.
Nice. Sounds very good. Where do folks go to eat all this delicious food?
The event is at the VFW in Amherst.
Nice.
Awesome stuff. Well, Abby, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. This was a lot of fun, and best of luck on Saturday.
Yes, thank you guys.